I could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
One in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
Radio broadcasting, record collecting, the power of music. Let's listen together to some classic old recordings. Welcome to Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, your humble host. I enjoy music so much, and I put a lot of time and effort and thought into which songs will be shared each week on Cruising the Decades. This is episode 109. On today's program, a silly song from Spike Jones in the 1940s, and an original Sun Records selection, 1953, later covered by Elvis. Plus, Neil Young's high-profile special backing band in the 90s, and something entirely hip from the early 70s. What is it? Plus, a spotlight on 60s-era folk music from Tom Paxton. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 Years of Music. And this show is a little bit left of center, a little bit edgy, a little bit bohemian. I do enjoy that term bohemian and funky and a little bit unusual, maybe a little bit anti-conformist. Here is a bohemian song from 1910. This is singer Joe Maxwell. This is called Come to the Land of Bohemia. This is Cruising the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
If you're worried with your business cares and everything seems to go wrong, if you are troubled with family affairs and life seems to you no sweet song, I know a land that is happy and gay, where sweet music softly they hum. A place where they'll drive all your troubles away. I will take you there if you will come. Come to the land of Bohemia. Come where the lights brightly shine. Come where that fellow makes love to his shallow. Oh, come where all good fellows dine. girlies all fairer over the wet bag of foam. Come to the land of Bohemia, the land where nobody goes home. Come to the land of Bohemia, come where the light brightly shines, come where that fiddle makes love to his shadow, oh come where all good fiddles dine, come where the girlies all fairer over the wet bag of foam. Come to the land of Bohemia, the land where nobody goes home.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Thank you.
the decades, 100 years of music. When you talk about the great American songbook and standards and songs that everybody knows and everybody sang back in their day, that's Old Man River right there. And that is from the production of Showboat from the musical by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. Composed in 1925, the musical took to the stage in 1927, and that's one of the early popular music hit versions by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. However, it's the second version with the deep bass from singer Paul Robeson, and also with tenor vocals by Lambert Murphy. There's another version by Whiteman with Bing Crosby and Bix Beiderbecke, but I wanted to find the slightly more obscure version here for Cruisin' the Decades. Worldwide, cruisinthedecades.com, an exploration and examination of music history and many sounds and styles. Now, admittedly, most of the time on this show, the vocal songs are sung in English, and most of our audience speaks English language. However, I have found this song from 1933. It absolutely knocks me out. It is by Augie Goupel and his Royal Tahitians. He was from Tahiti and sang a style of Hawaiian music in Hollywood in the 20s and early 30s. Now, his story is tragic. He died very young. He was only 33. I bet he would have had a much larger catalog and be a much more known name in popular music history had he not passed away so young. This song, I believe, is sung in Hawaiian language, but this is Augie Goupel and his Royal Tahitians from 1933 on Cruisin' the Decades.
A for a number, 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 a
for a number, a
for a number, a
for a number, a
for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a
number, a for a number, a
for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a number, a for a
number,
a for a number, a for a
number, a
Hey.
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
In a running when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, "I've come back safely from across the ocean blue." Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, "Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, "Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar 'cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors 'cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
I began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, "Partners, everyone!" So each one picked a partner and they counted out 1, 2. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, "Yahoo!"
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, "Attention!" And everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
This is Cruisin' the Decades with 100 years of music, one song per decade at Spike Jones and his orchestra from 1944. The wacky and silly screwball antics. If you enjoy unusual and kind of goofy older songs, there is a rabbit hole to go down with the recordings of Spike Jones. Absolutely. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, located in Akron, Ohio, USA, at thesummit.fm. We produce this show at a local independent public radio station, The Summit FM, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio, right near Cleveland, right near the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in fact. Well, now we share it with dozens of great radio stations all around the world. And where exactly are they listening? Who's hearing this show anyway? Well, coming up, our European contributor, Martine, will have the shortwave shout-outs and will recognize some recent listeners to Cruisin' the Decades. We've also got a salute to the music of Tom Paxton in the 1960s coming up. For now, Sun Records, 1953, and the early blues and R&B sounds of Little Junior's Blue Flames. This is Junior Parker and the song Mystery Train, very influential and covered by Elvis Presley just a few years later. But here's the original. This is Mystery Train, Little Junior's Blue Flames on Cruisin' the Decades.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody is free. And that's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music appreciation. That's Tom Paxton. That's from his first studio album from 1964, Ramblin' Boy. And that one's called What Did You Learn in School Today? I greatly enjoy clever wordplay and the thought of music being a little bit left of center and a little bit challenging in the ideas it presents. I've only recently become a listener of Tom Paxton's material. It wasn't until I came across a Tom Paxton Best Of collection in a used bin recently in my travels at a cool record store in Athens, Ohio, and I was like, I need to listen to more Tom Paxton. This will be good for the road trip. So I picked it up. I want to play another one. Again, this song and the lyrical content and the biting social commentary, I'm just kind of floored by the song and this man's entire recording career. This is Tom Paxton. This one here is called Daily News, Cruising the Decades.
Civil rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Band the bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. We've got to bomb Castro, bomb him flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land.
The legendary Tom Paxton on Cruisin' the Decades. He has 49 studio albums, 13 live albums. His music has been used in a number of major motion pictures, and in 2009, Tom Paxton received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. We're doing a spotlight here on Tom Paxton, CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and imagine my surprise when I came across this song. This is a 1970 live recording of a very famous song of his that I didn't even know that I already knew it when I recently got this Best Of collection. See, I remember in grade school singing this song in general music class in like third or fourth grade. Music is amazing. Music transcends generations and decades. This is Cruisin' the Decades with perhaps the best known song of Tom Paxton.
It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when when it moved, and bow when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. When I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When it turned around, my marvelous toy, chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him a marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Thank you.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Your hair grow.
is hip. It's 1973, Tower of Power on Cruisin' the Decade's 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. Submit your request or your listener reception report at cruisinthedecades.com. And now to Poland, and this is our Polish contributor, our European correspondent, Martin, in Koronowo, Poland, with our shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shout-out show.
And here are some recent check-ins. Chuck, who is a regular listener in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where they hear our show each week on KVSC Radio, the voice of St. Cloud. Alexei in Polevskoy, Sverdlovsk Oblast, Russia, who specifically mentioned he enjoys hearing the shoutouts each week and hearing where other people are listening to the show. Thanks, it's my favorite part of the show. Would you believe it? One of our regular listeners is Kevin, located in New Brighton, PA. Kevin is a radio host of a program called Out of Sight Radio. Also, Kevin happens to be totally blind and has been a lifelong radio and music enthusiast. Salutations, Kevin, and thank you for your contribution to the radio broadcasting. And finally, we would also like to say hello to the many US troops stationed around the world and hearing Cruising the Decades weekly on Armed Forces Network, Joe Radio, at all military bases and US embassies around the world. You can send in your reports via cruisingthedecades.com or write email to brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Martin, our European correspondent. We'll send you a shout-out. Go to cruisinthedecades.com. Let us know where you're listening and how's the signal? What radio station are you tuned in with and how's the reception going? A big shout-out to our shortwave listeners on WRMI, Radio Miami International out of South Florida, and from Northern Maine at the Canadian border. They broadcast the show on WBCQ, The Planet, and also Channel 292 shortwave out of Germany and covering most of Europe and the UK and Russia and into Africa and really all around the world. It's pretty neat, the idea of sharing music together worldwide, cruising the decades, one song per decade. Up next, a solo selection by Bob Mould. This was the first album of his after the split of Husker Du, very influential, important band out of Minneapolis and the Twin Cities of Minnesota in the late 70s and early 80s. Well, then Bob Mould went solo. He's had a band called Sugar as well. This is See a Little Light from 1989 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, I guess I
100 years of music, one song per decade. An audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Representing the 1990s this time around. 1995, Neil Young with Pearl Jam with Downtown. The Mirror Ball album was done entirely with Pearl Jam as Neil Young's backing band. There was also a companion piece from Pearl Jam, an EP titled Merkin Ball. On Cruisin' the Decades, it's 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage. Into the 21st century now with a song here from 2009 and the second album by Lily Allen. a UK singer that was all the rage in the early to mid-aughts. Her second LP is titled It's Not Me, It's You. This is The Fear on Cruisin' the Decades.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and clothes with diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, 'cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner. It's about film stars and less about mothers. It's all about fast cars and cussing each other. But it doesn't matter, 'cause I'm packing plastic, and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption, and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Stay. Maybe we got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do. But we could be together if you wanted to. If this feeling flows both ways,
I have to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Their 2013 album AM, that is Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know. It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, and now we'll drop you off present day with a 2024 release from the Mavericks, and this is a recent duet featuring Nicole Atkins. It's called Live Close By, Visit Often on Cruising the Decades.
Looking for a husband, found out the hard
pretty good arrangement to me. Live close by, visit often. The Mavericks 2024, Cruisin' the Decades from Moon and Stars, the band's 13th studio album. They were formed in Miami around 1990. And now we've done 100 years of music. Find out more at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
I'm Richard Gordon. Thank you so much for joining us here on Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. Today we have a conversation I recorded on September 15th of 2024 with musician Heather Pearson. I think you'll enjoy meeting her and hearing her music, but her comments about the music industry today should be particularly enlightening.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Welcome to Ebony Spectrum. As we give you various news clips, we want to go back into the archives about 10 months ago. As we're talking about poverty in this country, here is Reverend Dr. William Barber on The Daily Show.
You, sir, are famously not white.
Well,
so why write white poverty?
Well, actually, I come from Caucasian, Black, and Tuscaroan descendant.
Oh, wow.
So, and my people were free people in Eastern North Carolina. There are a lot of those communities. And so in some ways, this book is me. And so to deny any part of my reality would be to deny myself. But here's the problem I'm concerned about. The way we measure poverty in this country is not only a lie, but I can say it on this show, it's a damn lie.
Sir, you can do more than that if you want.
Oh, okay.
We got plenty more room.
Got plenty
room for that.
Well,
yeah.
I only use the ones that are approved by the Bible. Okay.
You're reverent.
So we use the official poverty measure, says that poverty, if you make above $13,000 a year, you're not poor.
If you make above
about $13,000 a year, you're not poor. You're kind of in the lower middle class.
When was the last time they adjusted?
Well, it's been since the 60s, really, in some ways. And so what happens with that is we marginalize poverty.
Right.
And then we racialize it. Whenever we have a brief discussion about poverty, because we very seldom have it in the news, in political arenas, we put up a Black woman on welfare, which racializes and demeans Black people, but then it dismisses tens of millions of white poor people.
You write this 66 million?
66 million. Of the 135 million poor and low-wage people in this country, 60% of Black people are poor and low-wage. That's 26 million. 30% are white, but that's 66 million, 40 million more.
Right.
This book says we need to face all of our poor and recognize that we have something what Desmond, who's an author out of Princeton, calls poverty by America. Not the poverty in America,
sure,
but the particular kind of poverty by America that's unnecessary and abolishable, because it makes no sense in the richest nation in the world. We have over 135 million poor and low-wage people, over 41% of our population, and over 50% of our children. And it's unnecessary. So white poverty says We're not playing the game anymore.
Let's not look at this through the prism of race. Let's look at it through class. And do you think that that division was a purposeful one?
I think so. And to expand race, you have to deal with race in America. But what you cannot allow someone to do for something this serious, where 295,000 people are dying a year from poverty and low wage.
How many?
295,000, 800 people a day.
Are dying.
From
what they would consider poverty.
Like, poverty is the fourth leading cause of death in the country. Higher than respiratory disease. Higher than gun violence.
I imagine it even impacts respiratory disease because if you're low wage and you're living in an area, chances are the pollution and the toxins are probably higher where you live.
All of those things.
Right.
And so here we have something that's the fourth leading cause of death, 800 people a day. When seven people died from vaping, it was a congressional hearing. It was presidential level. Right? Imagine if 800 politicians were dying a day.
Oh, I have.
Well, I can't do that. But my point is how everybody would be just up and out, or
sure.
800 middle class
people,
or 800
wealthy
people.
You're talking about 100,000 people. That's clearly epidemic.
Right. You just talked about crime. That's a crime. That's a form of especially when it's unnecessary. It does not have
and
to
entrenched.
Be.
And entrenched. It seems in a lot of communities, it's a cloud that never lifts.
Well, the thing about it is, John, it's in every community. See, that's the point we're making in the book. Whether it's Appalachia, where I met women in West Virginia who have to sell tacos on Tuesdays so they have a community fund to help women deal with their monthly issues, or whether it's out in eastern Kentucky, where I met black and white coal miners who watched the mines be taken over by multinational companies that moved the union rights out of it, or whether it's in the Delta. It's everywhere. There's not a county in this country now where a person making $7.25, that's what the minimum wage is. Federal minimum wage is $7.25.
Right.
It's been like that for 14 years, John. It hasn't been raised for 14 years.
When they try and raise it to even 15, I mean, the fight is everywhere you go. There's a huge fight about trying to bring it to 15, and it's going to kill all the jobs.
Which is a lie.
You
know, three Nobel Peace Prize economists said it wouldn't kill jobs. In fact, it would put more money in the economy, and it would actually expand jobs. But here's the thing. We had 15 in a union proposed in 2020. Eight Democrats and every Republican stood against 55 million people. 55 million people who make 52 million people who make less than a living wage of $15 an hour. Now, here's the thing. In 63, the March on Washington called for a raise of the minimum wage to $2, which indexed with inflation would be over 15 today.
Really?
Yeah.
And people forget the March on Washington in 63 was titled for
jobs and justice. It wasn't just about black civil rights.
Right.
It was about a broad, inclusive, just field democracy.
Right.
And so here we are in this reality, and people are hurting everywhere. There's not a county where you can work a minimum wage job and afford a basic two-bedroom apartment. And waiters and waitresses
on minimum wage.
On minimum wage.
Not a county in the country.
Not a county in the country.
You couldn't, if you had a minimum wage job, there's not a county in this country where you could afford a two-bedroom.
Not a federal. No, you couldn't.
And so this is the working poor. This isn't, you know, I think in the country there's a sense of it's an entitlement mentality.
Oh, yeah.
That's why there's a certain character flaw that keeps you there. These are people that are working.
Yeah, the entitlement is, and then the politicians that keep raising their wages and giving corporations tax breaks, but they won't help the working people. That's the entitlement. And we're talking about during COVID did not exacerbate poverty, it exposed it.
Right.
And what we did a study called the death during COVID, and we found that whether you were in a poor county in West Virginia or poor county in the Delta, poor people died at a rate 3 to 5 times higher during COVID because of their poverty, not because the germ somehow discriminated, but we did.
Access to good health care.
Right. Well, 350,000 people died during COVID so far. One study said from the lack of health care. And if you don't face this, John, this is the point of the book. We have to face this. We have to look at it. We had 15 presidential debates in the last election. 40% of the adult population in poverty, 800 people dying a day. Not one debate was focused on it. We've not had an Oval Office discussion.
Why don't politicians value what is an incredibly large population in many different, I'm sure, in swing states. So why don't they? Do poor people need better lobbyists? what is it that can be done to get a politician to listen?
Well, I think that what we're saying now is we just had a study. I asked it to be done as a part of our movement, Waking the Sleeping Giant. And this is what we found out, that all of these numbers also tell us that poor and low-wage people now represent 30% of the electorate in the country.
30%.
Over 40% in states where the margin of victory was less than 3%. And in Texas, where it's less than 5%.
Wow.
So what we're saying to poor and low-wage people of every race is time to mobilize your vote. There's not a state where 20% of poor and low-wage voters that didn't vote, 57 million voted, 30 million didn't in the last election. But if 20% that didn't vote moved, they could change.